UGC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
Jamaican youth are becoming increasingly enthused about preserving the natural environment thanks to initiatives such as the Urban Development Corporation's year-long schools environmental competition. The competition culminated at the recently held My Croc Adventure and Friends Crocodile Conservation and Environmental Fair. Find out more on today's edition of UrbanScope. I'm Anjui James-Sawyers. The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, hosts an environmental competition annually for schools in St. Catherine, Kingston, and St. Andrew to promote environmental conservation and safeguard the environment. The year-long competition closed at the recently concluded My Croc Adventure and Friends Crocodile Conservation and Environmental Fair held at the Hope Zoo.
Every year, the Urban Development Corporation hosts a school's environmental competition, and we have some fantastic projects that are generated each year. So we look at the sustainability of the project. We look at the community involvement of the project. What are the levels of learning of the students?
Environmental coordinator at UDC, Danae Vassiana. Alpha Infant comped the top prize in the infant category. St. Jago Cathedral Preparatory emerged winners in the primary category, while Camperdown High School topped the secondary category.
It is really very important that as future ones, as the young ones, that they are educated about things that are affecting or impacting on the environment, and there's no better way to do it than through the children. And it's important that they know that this is the only planet that humans can really survive on.
Teacher, St. Jago Cathedral Preparatory School, Nadia Guy. The schools were awarded certificates, a trophy for each category, cash and passes to attractions managed by the UDC.
Students came up with their project, and the project was about gully care. Our project has been very successful. We have made partnerships with not just NEPA, but also in the Dirty Up Jamaica campaign. They came and they also allowed the students to get more educated about the country on a whole and not just our gully that runs across Upper Ellison.
Principal Alpha Infant Nicolette McDonough Foster.
Our project was on sargassum, and what we essentially did was to collect the sargassum, what some people would essentially think would be waste from the beaches, and we turned it into fertilizer. We also did an iodine extraction, and we made an insecticide that can be used for plants. And all of these products are very much organic, and it can help Jamaica economically and help to boost our school in terms of having an income for the school, so we would not be so heavily dependent on the government.
Student at Camperdown High School, Shanique Clark. Meanwhile, patrons to My Croc Adventure and Friends were treated to a variety of educational and fun activities as part of efforts to get Jamaicans involved in the fight against climate change. The event, hosted by several partners including the UDC, National Environment and Planning Agency, Hope Zoo, Tourism Development Product Company, and the Caribbean Coastal Area Management Foundation, highlighted the importance of the American crocodile, the iguana, and the yellow boa, all species found in Jamaica.
We're very happy that persons have turned out to be part of this activity. And one of the things that we're hoping is that we will get the message across that conservation and protecting our animals is not a one-day thing. It's an everyday thing. And there are little things that you can do even within your homes that can help to safeguard our wildlife.
Public Relations Officer at NEPA, Deline Powell.
To a place called Jamaica.
Now for Or Did You Know feature. Did you know that the Jamaican iguana, thought to be extinct in the 1970s, now has a population of 300 to 400 living in the wild as a result of joint conservation efforts involving the UDC? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.